Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Nitai Gauranga Jaya Nitai Gauranga. 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 Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol Jayam Vishupad Paramahamsa Padavrajakacharya Asa Sarasvati Sri Srimad ISKCON BBT Pandacharya Divine Grace AC Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishupada Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Kahosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopana Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Bajamubinabhanam Ki Jai Shri Namadip Maya Puridam Ki Jai Shri Nalachal Jagannath Puridam Ki Jai Ganga Mayin Ki Jai Jamuna Mayin Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Shri Mati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai The most beautiful lordship Shri Shukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai Shri Shukmini Dwarkanath Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki Jai Shri Shri Gonitai Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Going back to home, back to Godhead Ki Jai ISKCON Los Angeles Yatra Ki Jai Brihad Maranga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Shri Ratha Yatra Festival Ki Jai Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembly of devotees All glories to the assembly of devotees All glories to the assembly of devotees all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Glory Srila Prabhupada So we're going to continue reading from chapter 13 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is entitled The Lord's Ecstatic Dancing at Ratha Yatra. Now, just as a little intro, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, as it is, was completed right here in New Dwarka, 1975. It was completed at that time in 17 volumes, 15 of which were done in that famous two-month marathon. We did 17 books. I had a good fortune of being a part of that team. 15 volumes of CC and 2 volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Rameshwar and I were reminiscing this morning about that. Such an amazing pastime. I told him he has to write a book because he has deeper insights than even the rest of us who were on the team. He was dealing directly with Prabhupada and all these different aspects of the production. And it's just mind-blowing. You have to write a book, Rameshwar. I'm telling you in front of everybody so you can't escape. You got to write a book. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj is giving us Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. The Lord came to break open the storehouse of love of Godhead and liberally distribute it to everyone. The bums on the street in Venice Beach. Everybody. So we are very, very fortunate to be connected to this conduit of this flow of love of God that coming from Lord Chaitanya down through Parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, and all we have to do is take it out in the street. Chanting Harinam, or as some of us concentrate, set distribution. If somebody can take home a set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, their life is complete. It's wonderful. It's just ecstatic. So we're going to start by reading 78, verse 78 of the 13th chapter responsibly. This is a very famous verse, so you should know it. And then we'll go back to text 62 and read coming back. When we get back to this verse, I'll say a few words about it. We'll just do it responsibly three times, line by line. Listen. Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandano So. Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishnivangsha Pradipa. Jayati Jayati Mega Shamalako Malango. Jayati Jayati Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandanoso. Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishnivangsha Pradipa. Jayati Jayati Mega Shamalako Malango. Jayati Jayati Prithvi Bharo Nasho Mukunda. One more time. Jayati Jayati Devo Devaki Nandanoso. Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishnivangsha Pradipa. Jayati Jayati Mega Shamalako Malango. Jayati Jayati Prithvi Bharanasho Mukunda. So, Prabhupada's translation for this verse. The word Jayati, if I ask you this evening, what was the first word in the verse this morning? Everybody should know Jayati. So, we won't go through all the synonyms. It's going to take too long, but we will read Prabhupada's translation. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. I kind of get under people's skins a little bit about this word Devaki, because a lot of people say Devaki, but it's not. It's Devaki. I tell a story about my next door neighbor, whose daughter started school just last year. Her name is Devaki. So her mother said, when you go to school, people are going to think it's a strange name. They're going to ask you how to pronounce it. So just tell them it's like if you give your friend Dave a key. So Devaki, not Devaki, okay? All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vrishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet. Let's see, we went too fast. Come back. Jumping all over the place here. Back to 78. And sorry, my computer is acting up here. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons and who can offer liberation to everyone. So it's a very important verse. Everybody should try to enter into the spirit of this verse. Now we're going to go back to 62. And we'll read just the translations. So text 62. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashimishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. 64. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. 65. Indeed, the personality of God had forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes, but his internal potency, Lila Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is stated in the Upanishads, Parasya Shaktir Bhivadave Shuryate, Swabhavi Ki Jnana Bala Kriya Cha. Translation, the Supreme Lord has multipotencies which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by his will. That's from the Shweta Sutara Upanishad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power in presenting himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that he was one, but some saw that he was many. The internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting himself as many in the different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. But his internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. In the material world, the external potency, material energy, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By his will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord. But so-called scientists and students of material nature are unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively, very important sentence Prabhupada wrote here, they evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature, but they do not know that behind nature is the potent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 10. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sasaracharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. This material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. 66. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the Rasa Leela dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. 67. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Ratha Yatrakara could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasalila dance, and he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwarka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Prataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king, King Prataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord comes as the Archivigraha so everybody can see him. I've told the story before, but it always stuck with me that I think it was 1992 in San Diego Temple. I had been there for a couple of years, and one Sunday feast, I was just outside the temple chanting. And a car pulls up, and a very young boy came, about 16 years old, came out, and he said, "Is this the Hare Krishna temple?" I said, "Yeah." And his father was with him. What happened was he was in a used bookstore, he found a Bhagavad Gita as it is, read it, found the address and decided he wanted to check out the Hare Krishna movement. So his father brought him, and his father said, "Are you sure you want to go in?" He said, "Yes, don't worry about it." Long story short, after a while, he became a devotee, got initiated. And then he told me that his parents had been divorced at that point when he first came. And so after that, the mother came one day. She walks through the door of the San Diego temple. First time ever in a Hare Krishna, any temple anywhere. She sees the deities in San Diego. What are their names? Radha Giridhari. She sees Radha Giridhari. They're not that big. They're, you know, kind of small-sized deities. And she blurts out, "Oh my God, they're so beautiful." So this is why Krishna comes in the Arjuna form. Anybody can relate to him. It doesn't matter what your state of consciousness is. She was not a devotee, probably still breaking all four regs, but just by seeing those deities, she says, "Oh my God, so beautiful." So, we're at 68, translation. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. 69. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear about Lord Jagannath's going to the Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rath car. The Lord performed kirtan for some time and through his own endeavor inspired all the devotees to dance. So dancing is a big part of our presentation. We should dance nicely. We should dress nicely. At the end of my talk here, I'm going to show a video that I shot in Europe on a trip some time ago. Just to induce us to get into that mood of dressing nicely and chanting nicely and dancing nicely. Text 72. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govinda Nandana, Madhava, and Govinda, all combined together. 74. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Swarup Damodar. 75. These devotees, Swarup Damodar and the devotees in his charge, sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. 76. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows. So this is also a famous verse everybody should know. We can say it together. Namo Brahmani Devaya, Go Brahmani Taya Cha, Jagaditaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. And in the purport, Prabhupada says this is a quotation from the Vishnu Purana. Then this is the one that we chanted earlier. And the point of this verse is that the Supreme Personality of God is to be glorified. We have a natural tendency to want to glorify something, someone great. So Srila Prabhupada, knowing that tendency in me, you know, we have the tendency to glorify great sports personalities, great actors and actresses, great business people, anything great, we have a tendency. And ultimately, we like to glorify ourselves. So knowing that, Prabhupada gave me this name, Archita. It comes from the root Archana, which means to worship. And it means that Krishna is the most worthy of worship. So take that tendency to want to glorify someone and put it towards Krishna. Glorify Krishna. So this verse is giving us so many reasons why we should glorify Krishna. We should glorify him because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But not just that, he comes to exhibit his pastimes by appearing in this world as a son of Devaki. And he is the light of the Vrishni dynasty. His bodily luster is like that of a new cloud. and is simultaneously as soft as a lotus flower. He appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons. Anybody know any demons? The world is full of them. In the beginning, we thought Prabhupada was talking about, you know, sharp teeth and, you know, copper-colored hair. But then we realized gradually that he was talking about the person we see in the mirror. Because we have demoniac tendencies. The tendency to not glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to glorify ourselves, to think that we're the controllers, the enjoyers, etc. So this verse is very important to meditate on because it makes us understand our position. So we'll read a few more and then I'm going to show a video at the end here. This next one is also very, very special verse. Same meter as the previous one. Jayate janane vaso devaki janman vado yadavara parishatsvara dhobira sannadharmam siracara vrijina nak sushmita shri makena prajapura panitanam bhardayan kamadevam. So proper translates as follows. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana, or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. And in his form as Lord Chaitanya, how do we glorify him and make him happy? By doing this Rath Yatra. This was Lord Chaitanya's pinnacle of his presentation of his happiness and ecstasy for the public to see. Behind closed doors, obviously, he spoke with Ramananda Roy and others, and that was a different type of ecstasy. But in the public, this was the ecstasy that he shared with the public, Rath Yatra. So we need to get out there and put on this Rath Yatra in such a way that the public is amazed. And part of that, again, is dancing nicely so that the public will be attracted to join in the dancing, join in the chanting. Just a couple of weeks ago, we went down to Venice to kind of get into the mood. And Naikatma was leading, and we're going along, and one guy, Bender, he said, "I really miss you guys. Are you going to have your parade this year?" And we said, "Yeah." And that's just, it's not that we are such great chanters, but the power of the holy name cannot be denied. Everybody, they're in the cafes, they're drinking who knows what, but as soon as the Harinam party goes by, hey, Haribol, very attractive, this chanting of Hare Krishna. Why? Because the Lord has invested his power in this chanting. And all we have to do is be the conduits to take it out into the public and give it to them, along with a nice book bag with a small book and some sweet or something. Anything to attract them to take up this process. So it is already a quarter after. So I'm going to show this video. If you can set it up, make sure the audio is at right level. And the reason I'm doing this is because I notice I travel around the world by Krishna's mercy. And I notice in almost every other country except America, the devotees are very organized on Sankirtan. Extremely organized. They keep two nice lines. The women wear dress up nicely with gopi dots and nice saris and very organized. But somewhere in America, you know, we're in the land of do your own thing. You know, we go out. Like traditionally, we would have a huge Harinam the Saturday before Rath Yatra. And when we have a huge Harinam, the devotees take opportunity to catch up with each other. Hey, what's going on? They window shop. They just can't focus. So when I travel, I like to make these videos just to show the devotees in America that Harinam should be very organized. And the devotees should dress nicely and focus on the chanting. And just, Prabhupada said, when we go out to chant in public, we're not trying to convince people that we're great musicians. He said, but we should leave them with an impression of devotion to Krishna. That's the impression they should get. That we're devotees of Krishna. We're devoted to Krishna. So this is a video I shot in 2016 in Minsk, Belarus. It's funny how it happened. Many of you know Bhakti Narina. She just got initiated on Sunday by Radhanath Swami as Ishwari Radha Devi Dasi. So early in that year, 2016, I go into Govinda's here and I see this couple and they obviously look lost. So I said, first time here? Yeah. So it was Bhakti Narine and her husband Dima. And they're both from Belarus. So I said, hey, I travel in that part of the world. As a matter of fact, I'm going to right next door to Lithuania later in the year. And he said, oh, you should go to Belarus. I said, yeah, but it's kind of difficult to get into that country, isn't it? They said, yeah, yeah, you do need a visa. And not only that, you need an invitation letter from somebody. So they said, we'll take care of it. So they did that. They got an invitation letter sent to me, and I went and I got the visa, and I went to Minsk. So on that trip, I went to Poland first, and then from there to Lithuania, and then I took a train to Minsk. So in Minsk, Belarus, it's still a communist country, and they have a very authoritarian leader. And the devotees are only allowed to do Harinam in one outdoor market. So that's what you're going to see here. They're chanting Hare Krishna, but they take it seriously. This is our only opportunity. We can't chant anywhere else in the city. So they take it seriously. They dress nicely. And everybody in that market loves them. All the vendors that are there all the time, they love them. And people who come to buy shop in that market, they all love the devotees. So we're going to see this. And that's the reason in the middle there in the saffron. Sorry, saffron. That's her.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
What? Let's chant a few shlokas.
Oh, okay.
Guru Maharaj will get breakfast ready for you.
Okay. All right. Hare Krishna. Shvara. Shvara para parama Krishna. Sakshirananda vigraha. Anadi radir govinda sarva karana karanam chintamani prakara sanma sukalpa vriksha laksha vriteshu surabira pipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami Venum quadantam aravindam dalayataksham Bharavatam sammasitam buddhasundarangam Gandharpakoti kamaniya visheshashopam Govindamadi purusham dhamaham bhajami Alola chandrakala sadvana malyabamshi Radnangadam pranayakelikalavilasam Shyamam tribanga lalitam niyata prakasham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti Pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti Ananda chinmaya sudutvala vigrahasya Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayauvanam Cha Vedeshu Dulamam Adulabham Atma Bhaktau Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu koti shatavat sarasam bragamyo Vayo dadhapi manaso munipungavanam Sopyasti yaprapadasim yavichintya tatve Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ekopyasaura charitam jagadanda kotim Yat shakti rasti jagadanda chayayadanta Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yadbhava bhavitadiyo manujasta taiva Samprapya rupa mahima shayanana bhusha Suktaryameva nigama pratitaistu vanti Govindamadi purusham Tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis Tabir ye eva nijarupa taya kalabhi Goloka eva nivasatya kilat babhuto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Premanjana chudita bhakti vilochanena Santaksa deva hrudegeshu vilokayanti Yam shama sundaram achintya gunasarupam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ramadi muti shukalani amena tishtan Nana avataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samababhat paramapumanyo Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti Koti shrashesha vasudari viputti bindam Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Maya hi yasya jagadanna shatani sute Traigunya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Yatan bhavlam sattvam vishuddha sattvam Govindamadi purusham dhamaham bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Satmatayamanasu Ya Praninam Pratipalam Smarutabu Petya Lilayitena Bhuvanani Jayatya Jastram Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Golokanam Ninijadam Nitaleta Tasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhavanichaya Vihitascha Yena Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Hrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichchanu Rupam Apiyasya Chichesha Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shiram Yatad Vikad Visheshi Yogad Sanjayate Nahitatah Pratagasti Heto Yasham Bhutam Apitatasam Upaiti Karyad Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Departure Eva Hidashantana Mabhyapetya Deepayate Vrivatahetu Samana Dharma Yastadragave Hicha Vishnu Chayavi Pati Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yakaranarna Bhajale Bhajatisma Yoga Nidramananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupaha Adhara Shaktim Avalamya Param Smamurtim Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yashaika Nishvasichikala Matava Lambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Data Vishnur Mahansa Ihayasya Kalavishesho Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Basmanyatasma Sakadeshu Nijeshu Teja Swiyam kiya prakatayatta vitadvadatra Brahmaya esha jagadanda vidana karta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Adyapgam vinidaya kumbha Dvande pranama samayesa ganadi raja Vignan vidhantum alamasya jagatrayasya Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Agnir Mahi Gangaramam Mumuru Dishascha Kalas Tatma Manasiti Jagatrayani Yasmad Bhavanti Vivavanti Vishanti Yamcha Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yachakshuresa Savita Sakalagrahanam Raja Samasta Suramuti Rashesha Teja Yasyagnaya Brahmati Sambratakala Chakro Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dharmo Tapapa Nichaya Shutayasta Pamsi Brahmari Kita Patagava Dayascha Jiva Yadatra Matra Vibhava Prakata Prabhava Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yaswindra Gopamata Vendra Mahosa Karma Bandhanu Rupa Palabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabakti Bhajam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yam Krodha Kama Sahaja Praniyari Bhiti Batsalya Moha Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavai Sanchintya Tassa Sadrashim Tanumapurete Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Sri Akanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpataravo Druma bhumishchintamani garamayi toyamamratam Kataganam natyam gamanam apivam shiprayasaki Chiranandam jyoti paramapitarasvadyam apicha Sayatra Shirabdi Sravati Surabhi Bhyashusumahan Nimeshadyakyo Vavrajati Nahiyatrapi Samayaha Bhajeshweta Dvipam Tamaham Ihagolokamityam Virantaste Shantakshiti Viralachara Katipaye Atovacha Mahavishno Bhagavantam Prajapatim Brahman Mahatvavignane Prajasarge Jachinmati Panchashlokimimam Vidyam Vatsatatvam Nibodame Prabhude Jnana Bhaktivyam Abhayananda Chinmayi Ude Tunutama Bhakti Bhagava Prema Lakshana Pramanaistat Sadacharaistarabhyasir Narantayam Bodhayanatmanatmanam Bhaktimapyuttamam Labed Yasya Shreyaskaram Nasti Yaya Nivritumapnuyad Yasadayati Mameva Bhaktim Tameva Sadayed Dharmam Manyan Parityaja Mamekam Bhajavishvasan Yadrishi Adrishi Shraddha Siddhir Bhavati Tadrishi Kuravan Nirantaram Karma Loko Yamanavartate Tenaiva Karmana Dhyayam Mam Param Bhaktimichati